Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network. I'm Roger Hunt. The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 1, verses 11 through 19. Brethren, I would have you know that the gospel which was preached by me is not man's gospel, for I did not receive it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came through a revelation of Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my former life in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God violently and tried to destroy it, and I advanced in Judaism beyond many of my own age among my people, so extremely zealous was I for the traditions of my fathers. But when he who had set me apart before I was born, and had called me through his grace, was pleased to reveal his Son to me, in order that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not confer with flesh and blood, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me, but I went away into Arabia, and again I returned to Damascus. Then after 3 years I went up to Jerusalem to visit Cephas, and remained with him 15 days. But I saw none of the other apostles except James, the Lord's brother. Today's Gospel is according to St. Matthew, chapter 13, verses 54 through 58. At that time Jesus came to his own country and taught the people in their synagogue so that they were astonished, and said, "Where did this man get this wisdom and these mighty works? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And are not his brothers James and Joseph and Simon and Judas? And are not all his sisters with us? Where then did this man get all this?" And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his own country and in his own house." And he did not do many mighty works there because of their unbelief. On this day, the 23rd of October, we commemorate James the Apostle, brother of our Lord. According to some, this saint was a son of Joseph the betrothed, born of the wife that the latter had before he was betrothed to the ever-virgin. Hence he was the brother of the Lord, who was also thought to be the son of Joseph. But some say that he was a nephew of Joseph, and the son of his brother Cleopas, who was also called Alphaeus, and Mary his wife, who was the first cousin of the Theotokos. But even according to this genealogy, he was still called, according to the idiom of the Scriptures, the Lord's brother, because of their kinship. This Iakovos is called the less by the evangelists, to distinguish him from Iakovos the son of Zebedee, who was called the great. He became the first bishop of Jerusalem, elevated to this episcopal rank by the apostles, according to Eusebius, and was called Oblia, that is, the just, because of his great holiness and righteousness. Having ascended the crest of the temple on the day of the Passover at the prompting of all, he bore testimony from there concerning his belief in Jesus, and he proclaimed with a great voice that Jesus sits at the right hand of the great power of God, and shall come again upon the clouds of heaven. On hearing this testimony, many of those present cried, "Hosanna to the Son of David!" But the scribes and Pharisees cried, "So even the just one hath been led astray." And at the command of Ananias the high priest, the apostle was cast down headlong from thence, then was stoned, and while he prayed for his slayers, his head was crushed by the wooden club wielded by a certain scribe. The first of the Catholic or general epistles written to the Jews in the diaspora who believed in Christ was written by this Iakovos. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's Online Chapel Initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org. www.myocn.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to Readings and Remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.